have to discuss it.
We're going to have to charge you, did you vote?
Okay.
Okay, we'll call to order the September 16th meeting of the Town of Kiri Beach Historical Preservation Commission. First item is the adoption of the agenda. I believe that we need to amend the agenda to include as our first item an election of the vice chair for the HPC. So I'll make that amendment or motion to make the change to the agenda. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Okay, next item would be the election of a vice chair. So is there a motion?
We'll jump
no,
in and
you need
just...
to approve the minutes first.
Oh, we need to approve the minutes first. Okay, sorry. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and approve the minutes. I'm going to take a second to look at the minutes from, boy, that goes back a long time, July 1st. July 1st minutes.
I read them earlier this afternoon, give everyone time they want, but I'll just make the motion to approve the minutes as written.
Okay, is there a second to that?
I second.
Okay, it's been motion to second it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, next agenda item is the election of a vice chair for the HPC. Is there a motion?
I'll go ahead and make a motion to nominate Ken as our vice chair.
Okay, I'll go ahead and second that. Is that something you would like to do?
Sure, I'll take that one.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor, there's been a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, yes. All right, next item is public comments.
We don't have anyone on the call.
Okay, good. All right, old business, and this actually is a fairly important one, I think, one that's been hanging out there now for several months. Again, we had a proposal put out, an RFP, to request interest in terms of helping us put together an architectural narrative for the historic district proposal report. And we have three applications. Hopefully everybody's had a chance at least to look at them. I've looked at them. And again, we have to kind of make a decision on this one way or the other. My kind of general feeling is that there seemed to still be a little bit of confusion, I thought, on a couple of the applications. That not quite understanding what a historic district is versus a historic kind of monument or a building or something like that. But actually I was surprised at how, given how we were trying to downplay the amount of time that was spent on this, at least the front end of this, I was surprised at how high that the proposals came in. So, but there was one to do, let's see, and I did look at them. Let's see, we should have them here. There's one that had a phase one and a phase two.
I had a question on that. When these proposals were sent, we had not sent them the full information. Did anybody revise anything after they received that?
No, they were sent it, and then they sent it.
Yeah, they were on the phone call for the conversation. Then they were sent the copies from Beaufort as well as our report, and our report too.
Okay, my mistake. I had the timeline wrong. So
yeah.
They had not received it when they did the phone call.
That's correct.
But they had received it before they sent the proposal.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
The
two options, Greg, is that WCA?
Yeah. Be honest, and this is just my first cut, kind of knee-jerk reaction. I thought option one of the SWCA is within kind of the target amount that we were thinking about.
They have
an option one and an option two. Again, option two kind of bothered me because they were kind of pushing option two, which was a little bit more money, but they didn't quite understand it. This is a good example where they said that they felt that doing option two would be more likely that we would get approval of the state, not understanding that we don't need approval of the state. All we need to do is make something that we feel is appropriate to deal with the concerns from the state, and the state doesn't have to approve our report.
I agree with that. There are still some interesting aspects to option two.
Yes. No, I agree. It's just that it's $7,500, isn't it? Yeah, $7,500.
But and if we modified some of the things that it looks like it'd be good to have an option two in asking to revise the pricing.
I'm not sure what the rules are on a RFP proposal, because if we're inclined to go with SWCA, can we go back to them and say, well, we kind of like some things in option two. How about if you give us, you know, without giving everybody the right to do that?
Yeah, option one and a half.
Yeah, option one and a half, but, you know, that's not what we said in the
Point one, there certainly are a lot of there certainly are a lot of procurement requirements in the general statutes. I don't think any of them apply in this case, but more to the point, you do have to go through a particular procurement process when you're hiring architects, engineers, and somebody else that I can't think of at the moment. However, if the proposed price is below 50, you do what's called a Mini-Brooks resolution that exempts it from the procurement requirements. It's a no-brainer. You all pick, once it gets green-lighted here, I'll prepare a resolution for mandate to take to council. There's no other hoops to jump through. They just vote thumbs up or thumbs down on the resolution. It's exempt from procurement if they want to go that route.
So that does give us the opportunity to discuss between the different things they were going to propose, or option one and a half.
Yeah, what is your ballpark?
Well, we were thinking about, I think John had said that he had saved about $5,000, I think, for the whole thing. So we were thinking $5,000 that would be to assist us with this narrative that we were thinking about to kind of clean that up.
I don't want you to forget about the map, which I keep coming back to every single time. You need a good map. But I think you can keep most of option two and get them down to $5,000.
Yeah, but that doesn't leave us any money for what I consider to be the most important thing, is to help us with the design guidelines.
I think that's a separate project altogether.
I just don't know if we have the money. And, you know, again, we have to be aware of budget, I think, here. John, would we have budget? I mean, if we go for $5,000 to help us with this front report, and, you know, I think the most significant thing is assistance in terms of the design guidelines.
Let me say one other thing. I think the guidelines, even if you went with $2,500, I would suspect that the cost of getting the guidelines is going to be more than $2,500.
Probably so, but I'm just worried about the cost thing, because it has to be presented before the council, and these are difficult financial times. So what's your kind of feeling about?
I think it's going to be a hard $5,000.
It's going to be a hard $5,000.
So what does that mean when you turn around and add the map to it, and when you add the design guideline cost to it? Where are we going with this?
It means that we got to do a lot of it ourselves, I think, is what it means. I mean, that's the bottom line. If we want a historic district, and I think we all do, I think the bottom line is it's kind of working within our budget. And, you know, the concern that was presented by the state, which is your concern too, is that the narrative has to be cleaned up and that we need to have a good map. Those are kind of the two key things that I think are important. So if we can clean up the narrative and get a map for $2,500, that leaves us $2,500 to get some assistance on the design guidelines.
I think you could take it in stages. I think if you follow your anticipated game plan, that the third step would be the design guidelines, and it looks like we have to go back to council for that cost anyway. It is the narrative, it is the map. And it is for the reasons that you stated. But I do want you to keep in mind that the ultimate challenge here, and the reason why I think it needs to be done right, is you've got characteristics in that historic area that are going to change as that property is developed. So as we've discussed before, I think it's a tricky balancing act to say that what we've got now is historic, and when it turns into multifamily housing, it's going to look a lot different. So I do think it's important to pay attention to the narrative, and that's also why I think the design guidelines are going to be challenged.
Let me ask about the map for a moment. The map, when we say a good map, what are we talking about? Just like a good digital image of all the lot lines?
No, the kind of thing you see with any land development application, not a jury-rigged image that you draw a line around, something produced by a professional engineer like a plat or a sketch.
Okay. I was just wondering if that is something that we can do ourselves, even.
I honestly think that we're not a Wilmington. We can't go get budgets of $100,000, $25,000. I just think that we've done a lot of work on this with the intern that we had. I think that's a good start. I mean, we've gone through the process. We certainly got some good feedback, I think, from the state. I think the concern of the state, and I don't think they even understood completely what a historic district is versus historic properties. But clearly getting that architectural narrative about why this is a special district. And I forget which one points it out, but they pointed out correctly that it's not materials, and it's primarily scale and look. It's the scale and the feel for the area. And so the narrative has to describe that. And again, I think the narrative is very, very important, that describes the scale and the kind of overall ambiance of what the community is. As our attorney pointed out, we need a good map. I think that's quite clear. But I think once we get those two things put together, and then we are approved by the council as a historic district, then the key thing is going to be the design guidelines to implement this stuff.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you go with option one, ask them to throw in a map, and have the max cost be free?
I would be fine with that.
I would think that would be good.
Is that okay? And that leaves us $2,000. We've been told that it's kind of a hard budget.
I'll go to bat if I have to.
I appreciate that. You've gone to bat already for the historic district, so that's great. But I think that I think we have to be concerned about the price right
Who's
now.
Who's going to negotiate with SWCA on getting the map?
Contact has been
Beth. Who? Beth? Okay, Beth. Yeah, you negotiate. You're 6 months pregnant. That's good for negotiation.
John and I will take care of it.
I think they'll do it for three. It's option one plus a map for $3,000. Option one plus a map for $3,000.
And the map is drawn by engineers.
They're architects. I think they can handle it.
You think that's an expensive. I was just thinking of our business district. That's ours. I mean, if you're saying do everything in 20 for 2,500 and then throw a map on it.
Personally, writing a clear summary in an architectural narrative, in my opinion, shouldn't be even $2,500. Okay. So
that's
think
a different issue, and that's what I'm saying.
You know,
I think we ought to tell them that we think this is, we see we'll give you $1,700 for section one, and for $2,500.
I don't think you need to break it down. I think they'll bite at the name and vote option.
Yeah.
All right.
Option one plus a map for $3,000.
So what kind of map do you want?
Mr. Eldridge is the one that's keen on a map.
What more detail do you want on the map?
It really just needs to show the boundary. I can follow up with an email.
That would be good.
I'll do that.
Because that detail will determine how many hours they have to do, correct?
And it's a map just the boundary we're talking about, which is the B1 district.
Yeah, I'm not asking for a lot of detail. I want to show a couple of things like adjacent zoning districts, what they are, and a clear depiction of the boundary. I just don't think it's going to be that difficult a problem.
And your feeling is that the map that we have available is not good enough, right?
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I think that's second rate.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will make the motion that we go back to SWCA with a proposal for option one plus an included map, and Mr. Eldridge will provide the details of what you're looking for a negotiated fixed fee of $3,000. Is there a second to that?
A second.
Is there any further discussion?
I thought we were going to try to get to 2,500.
I think we discussed throwing in the map and raising it to 3.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Very good. I think that's all we have on the agenda, isn't it?
Do we want to look at a timeline for this? Because I think it's time for us to try to put a due date, to at least try to get this finished.
I think
this does need to be moved along. We're going to incorporate this into the land use plan. So
the option one rather than better. Option one says they'll give us the livable in 3 weeks of the notice.
So 3 weeks, and then we need a time to review it, and then it's got to go to council.
We need to negotiate with them, right? Do the thing that goes to council.
The deal this week. But we can't notice to proceed until council approves.
Right. So, I mean, you've got a proposal. You can write up the draft for the council to approve right now based upon what we said.
Council can approve. Council can approve on an oral resolution. They need a very simple written resolution to exempt it from the procurement process. There's nothing to feed them about entertaining a motion and voting to select SWCA. The resolution on the Mini Brooks is just a paper chase. It's easily done, it's easily considered, it's easily acted on, no discussion.
Okay.
Excuse me though, I can't remember, it seems like I might have dreamt it, but at a council meeting, did council already approve for planning and zoning to move forward with this?
Well, certainly council has approved HPC's mission up to this point, and I believe the liaison has advised council of our need to hire a consultant for this part, and I believe we got a green light for that.
And we also, the council did approve the budget from John that had a $5,000 component.
Oh, so there is a budget approved already.
Yes.
Yes.
For $5,000.
A budget for this part.
So, and this is under $5,000.
Yes.
So, why can't we just move forward? Why do we have to bring it back to council?
Council approves the contract. We don't have that authority.
You can't sign a contract on behalf of the town.
This is an advisory board, not a governing board.
So, what we're saying tonight is that
we're going to take
Joseph,
the recommendation.
I think, approach SWCA. With the proposal, and they can do all of that without council, without waiting for another council meeting.
SWCA is going to either accept or deny our offer, and if they accept it, we'll take it to council to green light.
And this probably would be just a consent agenda item too.
Okay.
So I don't see it as a big issue.
When's the next council meeting?
Monday.
People can't go that fast.
Logistically, if you close the deal with SWCA in principle this week, could you get it on Monday's agenda?
The agenda is up tomorrow, but they can amend the agenda.
Can you amend it to add something to the consent agenda?
Just so we can
have to add it to the actual agenda.
I still don't see it taking more than 5 minutes of council's time.
Why couldn't we walk within 5 minutes?
But if we get an agreement with them, they can just go ahead and, you know, add it to their
at the beginning.
So
are you going to be there Monday night?
Yes.
I'll be there Monday night as well. So I think we could,
I'll handle it for morning if you can get me some direction on the map.
Yeah, I'll get you an email first.
And then. And then we'll stick to their timeline as once they get approval of that, and that it's 3 weeks.
Yeah, so that November it would be for the next planning and zoning.
Yeah, so available. We could actually have it for the next planning and zoning commission.
Okay.
I mean the HPC.
And what I'm getting at is we can get it to the board members and review. review so we could actually act on it.
Right.
Would be nice.
Well, this meeting is late, though, so I mean, if we don't get it done until tomorrow and then it's acted on by council on the 21st, and we go back to
right.
the first.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. You're missing October.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about November.
Right, yeah. November 4th or 11th, whenever we have our meeting.
If you feel like it's dire straits, you just call a special meeting.
Right, okay. And this is simply to put together the report to a point that we feel it's appropriate to bring it to the town council to designate us as a historic district.
Right.
So if we're thinking of that, if we can have this by our November meeting, we could possibly have it on the
December
town council's meeting to declare us as a historic district.
Well, since we're talking procedure, just keep in mind that council's designation of the district is considered to be an amendment to the zoning regulations.
Right.
Therefore, PZC will review that just like we review text amendments. Council will fix a public hearing, and then after the public hearing, you all do it in two meetings, I think. You fix the hearing, and then after the hearing, and action on the meeting. So you got that timeline. PZC review, council fixes the public hearing, then the public hearing and action on the amendment.
Okay. Given that, what I would recommend is if we can get a negotiated agreement with SWCA and we can get the town council to approve the contract on Monday, then if we need to call a special hearing in October, we could do that to just review that.
That'd be fine.
And then we could actually get it to the town council for... You know, go through the process starting a month earlier than if we
in
hold
November.
On. Yeah. So in
why don't we
November.
Adopt that as a schedule that we would try to keep.
Okay.
I mean, there may be things. So the 3 weeks, they said 3 weeks they would finish writing. If I remember.
That's what they said right here on the schedule.
Okay. So if they started the 28th, so that would mean the week of the 18th we could hold a special meeting.
Right. Right. Or we could hold a regular meeting. We don't have to meet. I mean, this is really about the only thing we're doing. So, yeah.
We could, since this meeting's late, we could put our meeting on the 21st.
Council does meet on the 19th. Council will meet on the 19th.
Yeah, but we won't be ready to go to council until after that.
For October. So, yeah, it'd be November council to deal with this issue. So.
Well, let's adopt that as a challenge and try to get it done.
I would have thought the idea of trying to do a special meeting was to try and get it on the October council.
No, it'd be November council. Because.
In which case it doesn't warrant hurrying because we'll meet in early November and it would still get on the November council meeting.
Let's see where we get with SWCA.
Yeah, let's.
All right, well, this has been moving around. I just would like to get something.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, obviously the COVID-19 has really slowed us down.
So we can bring this thing to an end. Somebody has to bring this thing not to an end, but to. To
fruition.
Conclusion, yeah.
Yeah, to fruition.
So I would say adopt an agenda or adopt a schedule that says 21st, talk to them. Hopefully by the week of the 11th, they would have their product. We would have a regular meeting on the 21st that we could go over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then have it ready for the November council meeting.
Yeah, I think that's a good agenda.
Okay.
So the key thing is to get them agreeing to 3,000 and get it on the council's.
And I would ask the negotiators to confirm the 3-week delivery time.
Yeah, the 3-week delivery time.
Yeah, because you are adding a task.
That's true. But as you pointed out, if it's 4 weeks, it doesn't really matter because we can still address it in the November meeting. But it can't extend out 2 months or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Yeah, we have to address it by the November meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, do we want to make that a formal thing or just informal, that's what we're shooting for?
I think that you're putting the cart before the horse a little bit because we don't have either SWCA agreement in principle or council approval.
Okay.
Right.
All right, so we have...
That's a soft schedule.
That's a soft schedule.
That's
okay.
Consensus.
There you go.
Okay, so we're all set with that. Nothing else on the agenda. Is there any new business for the Historic Preservation Commission? I Actually, I think it's more appropriate for planning than zoning. So, all right. So is there a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Excellent. Do we want to take a quick 5-minute break and then we'll meet for P&Z?